Youths. Youth in Lycopia County want the Gen Z counterparts to call off their weekly nationwide protests after extensive consultations and reflections. The youths, despite the well-executed protests, believe it's time to change their approach to the issues they've been raising since the protests began a month ago. According to Youth Central Kenya Youth Association, CEKEYA, Chairman Mr. Edward Wachira asked their peers christened the Gen Z generation to suspend their protests, arguing that they had made the point. He expressed fears that their mass action movement had since been infiltrated by political goons hired to cause mayhem at their expense in a deliberate move to tarnish their noble cause to agitate for better governance. Wachira said that the protests were called off on their own volition, not due to any external coercion. However, they said they will use other channels and methods to push for their agendas, including civic education, youth engagement forums, churches and other avenues. He lamented that many young people had lost their lives, others maimed while others were abducted during the demonstrations. The speaker expressed regret for the actions taken against Gen Z's and called on President William Ruto and the Kenya Kwanza administration to take responsibility. The youths also want political leaders to lead by example in listening to the grievances raised and ensure they are addressed accordingly, said Wachira. Ndungu Maina, a youth leader, echoed the sentiments, saying some politicians were fanning violence against demonstrators and therefore time has come for leaders to stop profiling youths, whereas the youth leaders spoke to the press in Nyahururu town, where they also called on Kenyans to give the government time to make the changes that are underway. However, the youths are calling on parliament to address the issues that sparked nationwide protests. They observed that the cabinet nominees who will undergo vetting and clearance are not found to have any criminal or integrity issues. This comes as President Ruto moves in to reconstitute his cabinet that now awaits vetting by the National Assembly. Gen Z's leaders from Lycopia County speaking to the press in Nyahururu town, where they called on Kenyans to give the government time to make the changes that are underway.